Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1911, Financial Infidelity and the Problems It Can Create by Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to another post and continue optimizing your life. Financial Infidelity and the Problems It Can Create by Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Infidelity of any kind is something no one wants to think about happening. While some may think financial infidelity isn't that big of a deal or that it would never happen to them, think again. According to an article on Forbes, 20% of those in the U.S. keep financial secrets, and 7% between the ages of 18 to 49 have a secret bank account or a secret credit card they keep from their partner. Also, according to a survey taken by the National Endowment for Financial Education, 31% of survey takers admitted lying to their spouses about their finances. These aren't just little lies either. Most of the 31% stated that if their spouse found out about their lie, that a divorce may be on the horizon. Whether it's secret credit card debt, a large secret purchase such as a house or car, or something else, some relationships do experience these problems. I've heard of some finding out that their spouses had hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt they didn't know about, a second house they kept without the spouse knowing, and so on. The problem with financial infidelity is that it can lead to even bigger financial problems, like debt piling up beyond what's imaginable, stress, unhappiness. It may start impacting other areas in a person's life, such as work, and it may even lead to divorce. There are things you can do, though, if you don't want financial infidelity in your relationship. Here are some of the things you might want to think about when it comes to financial infidelity. Note: don't confuse this post with separate accounts. How a couple decides to manage their money is up to them, and everyone is different. Some do better with joint accounts, whereas others do better with separate accounts. What I'm referring to in this post is secret debt, money that is secretly kept from a spouse, and so on. Number one, recognize the signs of financial infidelity. There may be a chance that you're already a victim of financial infidelity. Some of the signs include: there are no more bills in the mail. This could be a sign that someone is hiding the bills. There are calls from debt collectors. These may actually be legitimate calls. Your credit cards are being rejected. This could be a sign that someone is overspending without your knowledge. And your partner no longer wants to talk about money. This could be a sign that your partner is too afraid to talk about money around you out of fear that you will uncover the truth. Number two, the case for secret accounts. I've heard of many saying that they have secret financial accounts because they know their spouse will spend all of the money they have unless some money is kept secret from them. Their spouse may have a gambling addiction, a spending problem, a drug problem, or something else plaguing their life. While this may sound like a good step to take so that you and your spouse can save more money, it most likely is not. It's a much better idea to solve financial problems in your relationship than to come up with temporary solutions that may just lead to a bigger disaster. Finding help for your spouse, such as finding a therapist, support group, etc., instead of keeping a secret from them, is a step that may help you more in the end. Number three, be open about money. Regularly communicating about money is an important step for every relationship. Being open about your money situation can help prevent any surprises. It will ensure that both people in a relationship are aware of what's going on, and so on. You and your partner should sit down every so often, such as once a week, once a month, or whatever time frame works best for the two of you. In these money meetings, you should discuss your financial goals, money values, and more, how the two of you are doing financially, what changes need to be made, any financial problems, and so on. The key here is that both of you are up to date on what's going on so that everyone can work towards the family's financial goals together. And number four, have spending limits. Some couples tell each other about every single purchase they make, whether they buy something for $1 or if they buy something for $1,000. Others only tell their spouse if they reach a certain amount, such as $100. Whatever you decide, it's a good idea to sit down with your spouse so you can determine what is the best amount for your situation. Doing this can help keep the communication lines open in your relationship so there are fewer arguments about money. You just listened to the post titled Financial Infidelity and the Problems It Can Create by Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm all about financial transparency, probably more than most people, and not just with my partner. For example, back in 2019, I participated in a breakout session at Camp Mustache where I opened up my books. I shared my income, expenses, net worth, and strategy for reaching FI to 60 people so they can weigh in on my plan. I found it liberating and reassuring for these money nerds to validate my numbers. However, there is one situation that I see discussed nearly every day where I think it is necessary to hide money. And it's if you find yourself in an abusive relationship. This is because financial abuse occurs in 99% of domestic violence cases, and it's often cited by victims as the main reason that they stayed with or returned to an abusive partner. I'm in a Facebook group called Women on Fire, and I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that nearly every day there is a post by a woman asking for advice on how to leave an abusive relationship when she doesn't have access to any of the household money. The stories are heartbreaking, and for every post asking for advice, there are hundreds of comments from women who have gone through it. A common theme I see is that you need to have your own money if you're ever going to get out, whether this be cash on hand or your own separate bank account. And I've seen comments from women who took a year or more quietly stashing away money and planning an escape. If you find yourself in this situation, I am sending you an enormous hug. And I sincerely encourage you to contact a domestic abuse shelter. They have resources to help you come up with a plan on how to get out in the safest way possible. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.